We are live. All right, here we go. So last week we were in the middle of talking about Bamem Adlikin, and when we, not just that, there's a custom to recite it, but when do we recite it? So we said that the reasoning behind reciting the Mishnayos of Bamem Adlikin is because it involves saying the three things a person is supposed to say on Erev Shabbos. That I tithe my produce, which I can't do on Shabbos. That I make an Erev before Shabbos, which I can't arrange on Shabbos, and that I light the candles. And so, because of that, I became accustomed to say it. And the first opinion seems to have been that there's a custom to say it after Maariv, which is why it's in the order that it's in. The siman is after we've davened. And according to those folks who say it after Marv, the whole reason was just to postpone the people who came on time. We have to punish those who came on time for those who come late. Because the people who came late, we don't want them to walk home by themselves. And it could be dangerous and dark. And if they're about taking Asios back in the day, were in the edges of this out of the city limits. And yeah, they're coming from the fields. So we want to be cautious and careful
So there is the
about
custom.
this.
I was wondering because I remember when I was a kid,
Yeah.
say after.
After. And for those who said after, did we got to this part of the Mishnah last week? I think we did. We mentioned it at the very end, no?
Yeah, let's mention
We
that.
just mentioned it, right. So that it the you know that was in the Sifkat on Bays that the Mishnah Berurah had said that the Mekomos Shenogin La'omra, it was written in the Minhage Maharak. That the reason was in order to delay people who came to delay the to allow the people who came late to finish their tefillah and not have to walk home by themselves, and that's why we said that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we don't say Bamim Adlikin, which is our custom. We don't say Bamim Adlikin on Shabbos Chol HaMoed because people of course start coming late because they reduced their workload on the Chol HaMoed, so there's no people who are coming late on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. I guess I don't know. Do they not like? Do they not have these guys? This is my number one reason for being late. Okay, lefi she'ein osim hamalacha because we don't do malacha. So therefore, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, there is no custom to do it. And we saw also there that what else we saw the custom of habach sheyesh lomar b'memadlik and achar kiddush. He thought make it after Kiddush because to welcome in the day making Kiddush is better to do it. We should hasten the Kiddush. We really it should be after we bring in the day. And then we make it. He says it's better to bring in the day first. Okay. And then he ended by saying, I think we did that this last week, that the places where the minhag was to say Bamim Adlikin first. From Mekomosenu, in our places, the minhag is to say Bamim Adlikin Kodem before Maariv. Just like the Shulchan Aruch recommended. He thought that made more sense because otherwise, Zohar Shabbos, what's the point of saying these Mishnayos? You're not getting the reminder. The reminder is done. So the priest, the custom of the Prisha Hatam, so the Prisha, who's a Ka, you'll find the Prisha on the bottom of the page of the tour. Okay? He's often printed on the page of the tour, along with the Beis Yosef. So the Prisha writes, the reasoning is the ner beis of a kiddush hayom, ner beis of adif. There's a principle when there's limited funds and you have the choices of either spending the money on the Shabbos candles or the kiddush for Shabbos Friday night. If you have limited funds, you choose the candles because of Shalom Bayis and whatnot. There are reasons we've discussed. And so therefore, we say this before we get to anything related to the Kiddush. So that's why it's pushed up in case you were only able to do Friday night candles. This is the choice that's made. And therefore, we say Bamim Adlikin earlier, which is what we do. Now, what we do is kind of funny. Because when do we say it? We say it before Marv. Oh, but it doesn't help. We say it after Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, in which case it's already Shabbos. So I think that actually Aruch HaShulchan had something to add about this kind of funny thing. Where's this? Resh Aleph, and if it's still Sif Aleph. So he says, "Lefi the saying afterwards makes less sense. This is no words. It says, I don't think it's good that people say it afterwards. I don't think it's right. It makes no sense. But he says that there are those who write, there's the Bach who says, we don't use the wicks and the oils that are discussed so much in the second chapter of Mesechta Shabbos. He's kind of right about that. If you read the every week, you're like rolling your eyes, like, how does that do with my life? And you've got I don't know, all these different fats and whatever. And like we use like our candles are probably either wax, like straight up wax, or the I don't remember what that's called. We talked about it some weeks ago about the one that melts, it looks like wax and it melts into paraffin. Yeah. So he says it doesn't make sense. We're not so careful about when we say it because the wicks and the oils that we use are not what's being described in the Mishnah so much. Here's what Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, maybe there's another reason. It makes sense in those days, many of the Ashkenazi communities would bring in Shabbos early, particularly spring, summer, and fall. Right? Winter probably not so much because the day was very short. But for the most part, they were bringing in Shabbos, pretty early. And so they started Shabbos with the words Baruch Hu. Shapir hava takun lemisha avar al zeh. So it makes sense to make some takana that people should, okay, because you could always fix yourself if you haven't done Baruch Hu. So it made sense. Even in the, we tend to daven a little bit later always. And he says, we accept Shabbos with Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos and L'Chadodi, which is interesting because Chadodi is technically not really the Kabbalah's Shabbos, though there are opinions that it is. So I want to put it out there. There are some opinions that L'Chadodi is the Kabbalah, right? When you turn around and you face the back and you, it makes sense, by the way, and you say, Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala, it actually makes sense that should be the moment that I'm saying Shabbos here. Though the general practice is to say that until you say the words Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, you have a chance to fix things, but again, there are opinions as such that L'Chadodi is the moment. As I just said, today we don't doesn't help us. Baruch Hu, it's already dark. By the way, thinking about now, already this time of the year. By the time we get to Baruch Hu, it's already Shabbos. By the time we get to Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, it's already Shabbos. So it doesn't help, that we have this. The gam berov mekomos who achar hashkia, like I just said, ulafichach lo nahagul adaktik. That's why I think that even though it would make more sense to move it from not just before Baruch Hu, but to move it earlier, it never happened. Why not? Because we're not so medaktik. A, the philos and the shamanim are not so relevant to our lives that are being discussed. Oh, thank you. So if you're flipping, it makes some noise. Okay, thank you. And also. At the end of the day, it's already dark most of the time. Nobody changed the minhag any further because again, the minhag of saying Kabbalah Shabbos, including Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, didn't start until the 1600s, right? It was the Kabbalists in Tzfat who started, this practice of saying Kabbalah Shabbos. The idea of going out and greeting the Shabbos, okay, that's already from the Gemara, but this idea of the actual text of Kabbalah Shabbos came along, from the Kabbalists, nobody moved Bamei Malikin earlier. No one saw the need for it. Okay? Okay. I think that covers this topic. Yes, Simeon.
Yeah, I don't get that whole reason, Rav. I'm sorry, but it makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. If you feel a need to say it to remind everybody about the limitations of lighting a candle, then the Sfardim are 100% on target. And the Ashkenazim, it makes no sense at all. You know, Rav, my father, Oliver Shalom, used to give me examples of the Sfardim doing something that was much more efficacious than the Ashkenazim. For example, Hagbas Sefer Torah.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of Hagbas Sefer Torah is to lift it up and show everybody in the Kehila that it's a legitimate kosher Torah from which we read. The Sfardim go, when they take the Torah out, they open the teak and show everybody before the Kriya, which makes eminent sense. And here too, I don't understand. It's an important thing to know in case people don't know. And you're saying it afterwards. Uh-huh. And now you're saying you're not going to say it on Shabbos, that's on Chol HaMoed. I don't know.
So I hear you. Here, interestingly, I don't know, Shlomo, if in the Adot HaMizrach, the Durim that I see you using, Bamei Madlikin is also after Kabbalat Shabbat, no?
I thought it was before.
Before Kabbalat Shabbat, all the way before Kabbalat Shabbat. Wow. Okay, there you go. I was just wondering how the Sfaradim handled the introduction of Kabbalah Shabbos to the liturgy. Did they put it before, which would make sense that you say it before, or did they, like the Ashkenazim, find every excuse not to change it? Look, your general point is well taken. Sfaradim did not often feel the Sfaradi Rishonim and Poskim did not often feel bound by minhag of their local custom, you know, what was going on locally. Ashkenazim had a tradition going back to Tosfos of defending minhagim that maybe didn't shtim, you know, with exactly the most shot understanding of something. Oh, and Shlomo's coming back with some research here.
Doing it after Kabbalat Shabbat. When you make Kabbalat Shabbat.
Okay, so it's after.
It depends if you.
This is not Chadodi, actually.
But it depends if Chadodi you mean is Kabbalat Shabbat.
When do you say Mizmor Shili on Shabbat?
Okay, so you say this, and then you say Mizmor Shili on Shabbat.
And where's Bamei Madlikin? Oh, it's after.
So
that's fascinating. So they do all of Kabbalat Shabbat. Kabbalat Shabbat.
I guess they assume that they don't make Kabbalat Shabbat before.
Right.
Before you say Mizmor Shiri,
then they do Bamei Madlikin and then Mizmor Shiri, which makes a lot of sense, by the way, which very fits, very much is fitting. Yeah.
The
way we did it after Maariv,
right,
makes sense. And that's the reason I was given at that time, was because people come late, so people can leave together.
Right, right.
That makes more sense.
Correct.
But there is a purpose. Here
correct.
No purpose.
Correct. Yes. But in some ways, the minhag that we have is not here, not there. We are not. We're not really assuring ourselves of anything, which is why, by the way, I just noticed that the Aruch HaShulchan quoted that there is an opinion. He says that Shiyesh Etzlein Misha Ain Omrim Klaba Memadlikin. Some people just got rid of it. What are we doing? There's no reason anymore. It's Shabbos already, and not coming late, you know, to the point where we can't, whatever.
Yeah. And,
right, that's a possibility. Right, maybe in the summer you're trying to push things a little bit. Yeah, that's absolutely possible. Right.
And Aruch HaShulchan was an Ashkenaz, yes.
Yeah, they said it though. He just quoted that some people didn't say it, but rather the people substituted something else. Anybody know what else some people say? Actually, your rabbi says it, not me. Your rabbi, right? doesn't say about Bamei Madlikin. Sorry to give away his secret. He doesn't say it. You know what he says between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv? As it, what is it? Kigavna. He says Kigavna, which comes from the Zohar, which is that people don't say Bamei Madlikin at all. Elamam Army Zohar, you know, in Parshas Truma, Kigavna the Chulei, Vatam, he says, call me Tam Shebe'arno, he says, so whatever, a different reason. And that just talks about this, I believe. Yeah, like this. Nusach Sfar does that, correct. That, you know, it's the sanctity of Shabbos, whatever. So he doesn't actually say Bamei Madlikin. And some people have that custom, which, by the way, if they have that custom, you have that custom, you know. It has a Kigavna in it, correct.
Well, it's technically called Bhutim, right?
Right. There's Shir HaShirim also in there,
yeah,
right?
Other stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so that you could, if you need to, you know, fill in the time period,
Right.
Something to fill in the time period. So that you're not saying
interesting. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think that they just maybe they are different minhagim than they just put them all in. I think they were trying to be, friendly to everybody here.
Sure. Sorry to say, all the Ashkenazi Siddurim all have the shir in there, but we don't do it.
Correct. Yeah, that's something that you know why when we get to Reish Aleph and Aleph today we're gonna get to Sif Aleph. You'll see why. You'll see why I don't think Richie they put it in there to. Delay, because delay was not a tactic that Halacha likes on Friday nights. You'll see. We'll see when we get to we'll get to it in a few minutes. Let's see Sif Beis now in Ayin Reish. Again, it can't be called Reish Ayin because that's Ra, so we have to switch it around to Ayin Reish. We're awake. Okay, that's the word in Hebrew. Yesh.
I think that actually Kabbalah Kabbalah.
Yeah.
Shira Shirin actually didn't accept the Bat saying this because people will say Mincha, they leave.
Right.
If they came late.
Uh-huh.
They say Mincha inside the shul. So I assume that they accept Shabbat.
Interesting. Well, I was like, Lachadodi or Mincha Shir, they didn't have
even if you say so, Lachadodi also, and then they say.
Uh-huh.
So that means
the Sfaradim are very makbit to say Shir HaShirim, right? The Sfaradim are very serious about saying Shir HaShirim, right? Yeah, Ashkenazim, I don't know. We are slackers, Tif Beis. Yesh in Omer Mosab Yom Tov Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. We also don't say it on a Yom Tov that falls out on an Erev Shabbos like we will have this week, where it falls out on a Friday and leads into Shabbos. We don't say Bame Maliki. We're not going to say, but if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't say most of Kabbalah Shabbos either. You just say Mizmor Shir and Hashem Malach. Nusach Bard. They do have a little bit of Lachadodi at the beginning and the end. What? Yeah, one. Okay. So that's number one on this kind of Friday night. Yeah.
When it's a holiday.
Yeah, like this kind of, yeah. Yeah, and V'yesh she'in Omer Moso b'Shabbat Shal Chanukah. And there's also a tradition not to say it on the Shabbat of Chanukah. Which is an interesting one, right? The Ramah though quickly throws in ve'ein nohagin kein b'chanukah. Well, that's not our practice when it comes to Chanukah. I don't know what the Sfaradim do. That'd be fascinating to me if they don't say it on Chanukah. We'll see why. I don't know, Shlomo. Do you know of such a tradition not to say b'me madlikin on Shabbat Chanukah?
I'm not sure. I think you're not saying, but I'm not sure.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so this makes sense, by the way, because only the Ashkenazim jump in. Ramah jumps in here. Look at Sif Katan Gimel and Dalet. Why don't we say it like this kind of week where it's going to be Yontif leading into Shabbos? It's not Shabbos. It's not Yontif anymore, though, Because you know what? It's Friday. On that Friday, you also can't do Isartem. You can't tithe. It's Yontif. You can't tithe. And She'ein me'asrin b'yom tov v'chein b'yom tov shechal b'shabbos mishum lo plug. And we don't make do mas, and also on Yom Tov, that's on Shabbos. So let's say it's like last year when it came out on Shabbos and Sunday, the Yom Tovim. You also don't because of a low, what's called a low plug. We don't differentiate. If it's a Yontif, it's an Erev Yontif leading in. We don't start making differentiations. We don't say by Mehmet Likin. We don't say it. That's it. It's a gzera, according to the Shara Tzion, it's a gzera mishum yom tov shechal b'erev Shabbos, because of the case of this year, where it falls on Erev Shabbos, where we don't say it, so even if it's the yom tov on Shabbos, we don't say it. Okay, I'm not sure why. I mean, I think I can answer why, because when you daven Friday night davening at the end of the yom tov, there's a little bit of overlap. And so you have a little bit of yom tov ish on there, maybe you say, okay, when it's Yontif, we don't, Yontif connected to Yontif, anything to do with the Yontif, we take it out of the formula. By the way, I'll also add here, if it's a Yontif, you don't say the rest of Kabbalah Shabbos, like it's also a degradation to the Shabbos, sorry, to the Yontif that we only paid attention to Shabbos with extra, recitations. So here we have to recite all the Mishnayos of the second paragraph of Shabbos, and not to recite the Mishnayos and Beitza, which talk about the halachos of Yom Tov. Why do we do that? It's not very kind towards Yom Tov. I don't know. It probably does. It probably, because Shalom Aleichem is gives a lot of gives a lot of attention to Shabbos, but not to Yom Tov, and Eishes Chayil as well is seen as the you know the reference to Shabbos. I don't know what your custom is. There's definitely machlokas on this. I've been to people's houses where they say it's Friday night Shabbos Yom Tov. You know, some people do it and some people don't do it. I don't think there's a strong, you know, majority in one direction or the other on this one. Because at the end of the day, you're talking about a song here, and it's not even part of sort of the tefillah liturgy of shul. You know, Malik is not really much of anything either. I don't recall. I don't know. I don't think I do it. I remember back from last year. But it's not like such a strong minhag that I'm like, I don't do it on Yom Tov. I don't think I say it, but. Maybe that's also because we're in a big rush to get to the meal. Because okay, Shel Chanukah. Why don't we say it on Chanukah according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that's mentioned here? So he says, this is very fast. This is fascinating. Ibnei shenizkar ba p'sul shemonim shehem asurim b'shabbes, but lo b'chanukah. Because the second chapter, which is by the way in the Gemara, is where you find the halachos of Chanukah lighting. He says there, it talks about how certain oils are invalid. But it's only invalid for Shabbos, not for Chanukah. And therefore, they didn't want to recite it on Erev. They were lighting candles, Chanukah candles, right before, so they didn't want to start, you can't use this, you can't use that, because you can use it for this, though. So in order to avoid the confusion of what you can and can't use, they developed this minhag, at least amongst the Sfaradim, not to say it on Shabbos Chanukah. Again, this is not the custom for Ashkenazim, as you can see here. We don't get involved with this.
Because people think you can use those oils on Shabbos, right? You're setting up your Shabbos candles and your Hanukkah candles at the same time.
Right. That's why Ashkenazim, we say it. It's interesting.
What's the issue? This is candle.
Well, because what the halachot of what kind of wicks and oils you can use for Shabbos and the ones for Hanukkah are different. Some things that you can do on Hanukkah, you can't do for Shabbos candles. And the opposite is true as well. So so therefore, in order to avoid the confusion, right, better not to get involved, because I'll think, I can't light this for the Hanukkah candles. And because it says it in the Mishnayos I'm reading, I can't use this wick. I can't use it. But the truth is, you can. And in order to maybe make a heker, like a recognition that like the halachos of Chanukah licht is different than Shabbos, they decide we're not going to say it. It's fascinating. That's like it's a cute reminder.
The reason why there are certain rosaries wicks excluded on Shabbos is because they're not as easy to burn, and you may make a tikkun on them.
Right.
Right. But then again, you can't make a tikkun on Hanukkah on Shabbos either.
Right.
So correct.
Why not use the same oils on Shabbos?
It's a fair point.
With the candles on Hanukkah and Shabbos.
I guess that the idea would be like, well, since it's Hanukkah candles and something unique and special, perhaps they would separate themselves from it. Because anyways, I'll tell you why. Because they were not accustomed. People are accustomed to knowing that I'm not allowed to touch the Hanukkah candles in general every night of Hanukkah. And but Shabbos candles, I'm allowed to use them. I'm allowed to go near them. Now, the rabbis we're going to see when we get there, they did put restrictions to using the Or HaNer at night. We're going to actually, after the Kiddush topic, we're going to get to the siman that talks about how you can use the candles that are burning on Friday night. And the rabbis put some extra restrictions on reading by the Shabbos candles, unless you had particular safeguards in place. But by sort of the letter of the law, midoraisa, sort of, you know, not to say there are Doraisa laws by Hanukkah though, but made by Meikar Aden on Shabbos candles, there's nothing wrong with reading by them or utilizing them. The problem was then that you might tip them because you're trying to read more carefully. You need to get a little closer view of that page in the newspaper or whatever, or the sefer that people are reading. Okay. Last thing, let's finish the Ramah. With Shabbos Shal Chol HaMoed, Ein Omer Moso, as we mentioned already, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we don't say, B'Yom HaLikin, B'Chem B'Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and also Yom Tov, it falls out on Shabbos, Ein Omer Moso. Sif Katan Hay in the bottom. This is relevant for this year. B'Chem B'Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos Shechal B'Shabbos, Ein Omer Moso. Would have made sense to actually say it. What are we holding back from saying it? First of all, where are you running to on Friday night when it's Yom Kippur? Where are you going? We're in such a rush, you can't stop and say B'Mem HaLikin. Like, there's no meal to get to. But, you know, and second, you can say Isartem Eiravtem. Actually, Isartem is actually not so relevant. Did you tithe? Who cares? You're not eating. You'll eat after Yom Tov. And if you need to do Terumos HaMaaseh after Yom Kippur is over, so you'll do it. But on Yom Kippur, we don't say that either. It's that's the custom. And by the way, just for exactly the reason I said, the Shiare Knesset HaGadolah writes, this is my extra things, number 7 for you, Tommy. He says that the reason we don't say on Yom Kippur is Kevin Sh'ein Shayach Lomar Yisartem. Saying Yisartem doesn't make any sense on Erev Yom Kippur. What master are you taking? You're not eating anything on Yom Kippur. So you could tie in the back and say, if you have children who you need to feed on Yom Tiv, you know, and you want to give them fruits and vegetables, you do need to do Meiser before Yom Kippur. That's because you can't do that on Yom Kippur. But okay, at least for the adult, you're not doing, you're not tithing. So therefore, since there are no tzorech, l'tzorech matzah Yom Kippur, yachol aser as. You need to do it for your breakfast. So you'll do it in the moment after Yom Kippur is over. So,
Yeah. Anything to do with saying Mincha early in the day
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to say Mincha before you do your Suda Mafseket, because the whole reason why you say Mincha earlier is because lest you choke at your Suda Mafseket, at least I've gotten a Vidulian before I died from choking. That's the reason, by the way. If you don't believe me, this is the Farish. That is the reason we say Vidulian at Mincha before Yom Kippur, lest somebody choke at the Suda Mafseket, and you never got to say Vidu. You were right there on Erev Yom Kippur, and you didn't make it to the finish line. At least this way, you have gotten a Vidu in before Yom Kippur. Yeah.
Plenty early after Mincha to start worrying about your candles.
Right.
Maybe you should say Bavin Bavin at Mincha on Erev
Yom Kippur. At Mincha. Yeah. Right, at the conclusion of Mincha. Yeah, it wouldn't be a crazy minhag, but that's not the game. The minhag is not to say it. Nobody thought of it. They were all busy getting ready for Yom Kippur. Okay. So anyways, keep that in mind. There is no, but note, this year, we will say Vayechulu on Yom Kippur before we begin the Slichos section on Yom Kippur. There will be Vayechulu, and there will also be the bracha achas mein sheva, though just now raised the shaila in my mind, because I'm going to be at the JCC. Do we say it at the JCC? Because that's a minig that's not kavua. I'll speak to Rabbi Morgenstern. Because you guys who are davening kosher hall or main shul, you should say bracha mein sheva. But the JCC minion is a 3-day-a-year minion, and I don't know that we would call that a minion that's kavua. Even though it's a part of our shul. So, anyways.
Every year, though.
Yeah. Right, it's kavua in that sense.
In decades.
Right. But I don't know that gives it, and it doesn't feel that it has the kviyus of, but look, it's set up as a safer Torah also, so we talked about that actually being a thing. Okay, all right. No one here is in the JCC, so right there. Don't have to worry about these shilas. Yeah, go ahead, Simeon.
Rob, don't we have a custom, a minhag, a makom, that when we have other minyanim on a Friday night in various houses around the community, we tie ourselves all together from the perspective of time?
Sure. When we, yeah, around here, everyone starts the Friday night meeting at the same time. Right. Yeah.
So why don't you darshan the notion of what the Y minion should say based on the fact that they are tied together to the entire community?
But most of our house minyanim on Friday night, for example, they don't say the bracha mein sheva, because that's not a minyan. That's a once a week, and they change houses. They move around. You know, I hear the point that some are making, that this is always, you know, that this minyan is always going to be the JCC. But in the same way that the Friday night minyan is every, you know, that every month is one turn at this family's house, but they rotate. So that's a good. Okay. It's a shiloh. I have to deal with it the next 10 days or next 13 days. I'll see what's. I'm sure it's not the first time that this has happened. This can't be the first time that it's a Shabbos or Yom Kippur. I just don't recall if I've been here that that's happened. So I need to find out the minhag. Okay, Resh Ayin Aleph begins as follows. Now we move on to a lot of technical halachos, but fun technical halachos of Dinei Kiddush Al Yayin, halachos of Kiddush on wine. We have 17 seifim. This is a very long, by the way, the copies of the new sheets I made are essentially only Resh Ayin Aleph. It's a thick packet. It's not short. And when you turn the first page, it's a scary looking page that has a lot of words on it. So we'll do our best here. But Halacha Aleph seems so not controversial, but of course, a lot of ink is spilled over Halacha Aleph. Take a look at this. And this goes back to the point, Richie, you said before about taking our time on Friday nights. Actually, the halacha is here. When you come home, when you go to your house, right, you're going home after shul is over. Now we finished shul. We said b'memalike and kiddush, everything good. Hishiyavo lebeso, yimoher lechol miyad. Hurry to eat as fast as you can. Now don't like scarf the food out of it. Hurry to start the meal as fast as you can. Okay.
I just want to say that I've been to plenty of shuls, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where they have a long drusha between
on Friday night,
Kabbalah Shabbos and Marav, just to push Marav to 3 stars.
Right. I see people. You know, it's interesting because that is so much. So that is so not the minhag of Ashkenazi. You know, of Ashkenazi European Jewry was very much the opposite. They were davening early. Sometimes the question was like, are we davening too early? But they would daven early, and we're going to see here.
I've heard some issues with the program that's going on and for you at the beginning of all that.
Yeah.
So that pushes things to make it faster. Is there any?
The reason was because they wanted. What was that for? What?
From fear. You
know? Well, part of it was fear of walking home, so they wanted it to be earlier, so they didn't walk home at night. That was not a new issue, but that was an issue that was an issue in medieval Ashkenazi, lands. But this also has some halacha to it. You know, that once it's Shabbos, you know, you want to get right to not to delay the mitzvah of Kiddush, to put the mitzvah of Kiddush al-ha-ya-al-ha-kos as soon as you can after you've started Shabbos.
Is there the
milah of this is that you're going to, and this is going to come up now, is that, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Saying Kiddush after Tzeis.
Right, so one issue is going to be the Kiddush after Tzeis. Some people are makbid to delay the Kiddush, so as you know that it's for sure Shabbos, as opposed, you know, in the upper spheres, right? It's the celestial body tells it's Shabbos as well. But also, there's a halacha that says that 30 minutes before the mitzvah of Kriya Shema becomes relevant, and often we're saying Kriya Shema too early to count here, which is fine, but you should go back and repeat it. Once you're in the zone where you're about 30 minutes before, you're really not supposed to eat or drink until you've said you've said Shema. And perhaps one of the, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about this, so I'm kind of giving an introduction to this, that because of this notion of Shema needing to be said, that may be where some people delay Dori at that point, because our davening tends to be, even in the summertime, we're not davening staggered around Plag HaMincha. We're kind of, we're cutting it up against Shkia sometimes when you got time you're getting home. That was not the case when when they were talking in medieval Ashkenaz. They were davening Mincha well earlier in the day, and they were davening Maariv. They were doing Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, they didn't have our singing Kabbalah Shabbos. That also, by the way, remember that. Our singing Kabbalah Shabbos adds so much time to our tefillah. They just said Maariv. Tosfos was not saying singing Kabbalah Shabbos the way we did. They said Baruch when they davened, and that was it. And so for them, davening on Friday night, maybe with extra kavanah, it was 20 minutes, right? V'chos kriya shma shma and shmon esrei, right? Maybe 25, 30, right? But you're not talking about a long tefillah, and they did it right after Plag HaMincha. And they got home, there was plenty of light still out. They ate, and I mentioned this before, the Trumas HaDeshen, the first Shiloh of the Trumas HaDeshen, is all about, are we doing it too early? After on Friday night, we eat, we go to Davin, we make Kiddush, we eat, and we take a walk. Still light out, right? Because in the summer, when the sun goes down, and at 10 o'clock at night, and Plag HaMincha is a big window because it's all about stretching 12 hours out. So Plag HaMincha is not getting too late. It's this was the custom in Ashkenazi lands. It could be though for other halachic concerns. You already see the Mishnah Berurah is going to pivot and say we don't do this. We say it later, and so you're going to see. There was a big change here on this one. Simi, go ahead.
Rav, when I first learned this, I thought that what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to tell us is you've got to make Kiddush b'mhirut upon returning from shul. And since we will learn then ein kiddush ela b'makom seuda.
Yeah,
he is advising us that we have to move ahead with the whole gedilla, with the whole business. Mm-hmm. But the thing that you have to do immediately is the kiddush.
Right. Correct. Yeah. I mean that's the crux of the Shulchan Aruch. The kiddush needs to be done. Right away, and the problem about what about if I'm eating before it's dark? That's the whole question. So that's why people try to make the meal stretch out into darkness. That way, you're eating Shabbos meal in that time zone.
Those shuls that have a long drusha push Maariv,
when it's dark. Yeah, they want to daven Maariv. They want to daven Maariv and say Shema at the ideal time. Yeah, they want to say that after it. Then everyone runs home. So correct.
At 8:30 or 9.
But as I said before, that was not at all the custom of a medieval Ashkenazi Jewry. I don't think Rabbeinu Tam or any of them were doing. Right. Okay.
It's interesting because one of the talks that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave, Mayor Soloveitchik, he mentioned that the Soloveitchik don't do any, Shalom Aleichem, anything. They get home and they go straight to Kiddush.
This makes a lot of sense to me. That would be very much like the Rav. Go home because the halacha says, we'll sing afterwards. we're briskers. Yeah.
He says Soloveitchik's food is important. So
right.
But he didn't mention anything like that. He just said
they came home and they went right to make Kiddush. Because also there's that medrash that when you come home, the malachim are escorting you. And so therefore, they want to see the table ready. And you go, I make Kiddush right away. Look, it's interesting, but when your last name is Soloveitchik, you have certain traditions, right? They go back a certain ways. And, today I think most people, at least they're, attempting to, think Shalom Aleichem, before the meal. But anyways, the point is here to try to hasten things. Now, take a look at Sif Katan Aleph here. He says, Yemoher lechol v'chulei, haino l'kadesh. This was what Simeon said a moment ago, meaning making Kiddush. We try to make Kiddush, right, as soon as we can when we get home. Kedei sheyizkor Shabbos be'eis tchilas knisaso. In order to try to remember to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira, right, which is how we through Kiddush, at the time when Shabbos enters, we try to do it as fast as we can, to the entrance of Shabbos. The chol kama demikadmin on late, if the earlier we can do it, the better, right? It's better to say Kiddush as early as we can because that mitzvah should be done as soon as we can on Shabbos of making Kiddush. Umikevan shekidesh tarich lechol miyad. And now since we made kiddush, my hands are tied. I have to eat now. Kamavor b'skun reish ayin gimel stif gimel b'hagav. As we'll talk about in reish ayin gimel. Reish ayin gimel is the simon that talks about kiddush b'malkom sudah. I made kiddush. Now I got to eat. So if I'm gonna eat, okay, what do I gotta do? So now what happens though if I'm not hungry to eat? I don't have an appetite right now. Maybe I had a big lunch, I'm not yet feeling it, whatever. So I am allowed to wait to make kiddush until I'm a little hungry.
It bothers me that the satellite minions here all have these big spreads.
Yes, so that becomes an issue.
I just won't do it.
That's my minion.
Right.
Well, we have it only always the same hat all the time.
Right.
We don't move it.
Right. And it makes sense that, like, that look, whatever, people do it. There's custom to have a little kid. I don't know. Really, it's better to, it's certainly much better to have kiddush and your Shabbos to Uda.
There's a connection. Find the Kava and the neighborhood.
Right.
That's what we had in the basement.
Right.
So it's like a mikdash on the Shabbos table.
Right.
Why the Kava and the neighborhoods are connected.
Right. It's absolutely, again, on a technical halachic level, you can make kiddush and then eat mizonos. And this is permissible. But if it's taking away from the appetite of the yom of the Shabbos Seuda, that's all I'll say.
It also takes away from the idea of the Shabbos.
Yeah, correct. I'm with you, Richie, on this one. I
very disturbing.
Yeah. Again, you can justify it. I can do this and justify it. From the perspective of Kiddush B'Mokom Seuda, the Kiddush is not in vain. There's a little Seuda here. There's mizonos and whatever. The crackers that I put out.
What about a pot of challenge and some cold cuts?
Right.
Would they have that also?
Came home and said, this is ridiculous.
Right.
They make a kiddush, but the people who are eating in the house, okay. But the people who aren't eating in the house, you know, afterwards they go in.
Wouldn't be the worst thing, by the way, to put out rolls at that point. I'm just saying, like,
no, they
go home and they eat more, but like,
and then have the commodity continuing to, but you're not doing it with your family. Your family wasn't part of it,
right?
I'm not
blaming you. So he says here, Shikvar Zohar Hashabbos Tfilah So Beit HaKnesset. Why am I allowed to wait? Because I can wait. Because if I'm not hungry. Because that way I'm sure that, because I can be rest assured that I already fulfilled the mitzvah of Zechiras HaShabbos by my saying my tefillah in shul. And according to the Rambam, I fulfill my mitzvah saseh by saying what? Vayechulu. I think Vayechulu in the Shmon Esrei or afterwards, I've mentioned the sanctity of Shabbos. I recall it's the original Shabbos, you know, of creation. And on a
family.
It doesn't. And that's why we say Vayechulu, so even the playing field at the beginning of Kiddush probably on Friday night. That's why I told you there's like a minute to come home and say good Shabbos to your spouse, you know, good Shabbos. We mentioned Shabbos, everybody mentioned Shabbos. It may be something as simple as that on a biblical level to fulfill the mitzvah. However, the rabbis instituted that we should do the mitzvah of kiddush on wine. So, look at the Rambam holds this that's a fulfillment on a biblical level of kiddush by just reciting the tefillah. Which, by the way, please keep it in mind on Yom Kippur, because you won't be going home making kiddush. So when you say vayechulu. After the Shmoneh Esrei, because it won't be in the Amida. When you say Vayechulu afterwards, it's the one time this year that you need to say Vayechulu. Actually, you have to say Vayechulu. Keep in mind that you are being Mekadesh the Shabbos by using those words. You could also argue that when you say the Bracha and the middle Bracha and you end with this is the Mekadesh Yisrael. Oh, sorry, actually, no, on Yom Kippur, it's different. Oh, how does it go? Ma'avir Ashmo Tenu Bechol Shana Veshana, you know, and the Kaddish is, you know, like, da 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 da, the Kaddish is, right? And we're going to add in Hashabbos, you know, Makipurim. So that's also a way of sanctifying the Shabbos with our words. So, but anyway, it's according to the Rambam that word. When we go Makom, nevertheless, Nira the Hecha the Yeshba Zemishum Shalom Bayis. Ah, what about Shalom Bayis? No. Because of Shalom Bayis, it's very nice that you're not hungry. By the way, this goes exactly to this minhag that you guys are describing, which I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that, that's how much food is being served. But because of Shalom Bayis, Osh Yeshlo Beveso Mishartim, Oshar Orchim, people who are, you know, not servants, but the Mishartim are like, you know how all the big Rabbanim, they have Mishartim, the Mishartim who follow them around, they help them. So they also need to eat on Friday night. And what about the Orchim? Who befrat orech oni? The guy's who invited a poor, you know, guest, and you're gonna say, "I know you're hungry, but I'm not hungry, so we're gonna wait a little bit of time until I make kiddush." What kind of a person are you? Lo yacher b'chol gavna. No sense to delay in that situation. They're on you. They're on you. They're depending on you. Lo yuchal akvam bishvil shehu rotel lekayim mitzvah and mochar. Yes, it's better to be hungry when you start your Shabbos meal, which is why you probably shouldn't be, eating so much, indulging. Well, yes, that's why there's a halacha. That's why once you get to Mincha Ketana, we'll get to this halacha also very soon. Once you get to Mincha Ketana, which is, 9.5 hours into the day, or that's actually Samuch. Sorry, that's 9.5 hours. That's Mincha Gedol is 12.5 hours. Sorry, 6.5 hours into the day. Mincha Ketana, you're not allowed to have a seuda at that point. You can have snacks and whatever, and drink and whatever, but you're not really supposed to have a seuda. I was actually asked this question recently. After once it's Mincha Ketana, you're not supposed to have a whole seuda. By the letter of the law, you probably can. By the letter of the law, but that we try to follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on this one in the Mishnah.
But isn't this you're not supposed to have meal before the Mincha? So
I mean, before Mincha, you could have lunch. You could have a regular lunch on Friday afternoon, like at lunchtime.
Before Mincha, you're supposed to have Mincha then.
Usually,
that's the.
Oh, yeah, but you could even do that, by the way. You could do Mincha Gedola, like I did when I was at YU. I used to daven Mincha Gedola on Friday because the minion was there. And then afterwards, I would eat. And there was still time before Shabbos. You can eat. But once you get to Mincha Ketana, you should really refrain from a Seuda in order that you are hungry. You have an appetite at your meal.
What time is Mincha Ketana?
Yeah, exactly. So you're preventing yourself from eating a meal, basically, which again lends itself to what you're talking about, Hinda. Right? If you're indulging in a whole meal, even before you really have your Shabbos meal, okay, it's one thing to taste some things, right? You have a cracker with a herring, you have a few bites of something. Okay, that's one thing. But if you're essentially having a meal without bread, you're not going to be hungry. That's not really how you should have the Shabbos Seuda. It's not how you should have the Shabbos Seuda. It's really not. The mitzvah min hamufchar is to be hungry. Now, that shouldn't come at the expense of a poor person who's waiting for you. Okay, you weren't hungry, so first of all, don't indulge. And even if you're not hungry because you had a big lunch in the middle of the day, perfectly fine halachically, if the poor person, right, just regularly, a guest, who are you to hold everybody up from moving forward? Sif Katan Beis is very long, so I think what time is it? I think we'll hold here. Here he gets into the discussion about Kriya Shema. A lot of technical halachos here, so that's why I think let's save this for the beginning of next time. You see, by the way, there's also a very, very, very long Be'er Halach. I don't know if we'll read the whole thing. We'll maybe mention some points here and there. Next time we'll see also Sif Beis. Sif Beis talks about Noshim Chayovos B'Kiddush, about women and their obligation towards Kiddush, and we will get a statement that's going to sound very progressive about that V'Hani Noshe, these women, Hoel V'Isnaihu B'Shmira, since they have a mitzvah in the negative, they are obligated in the positive mitzvahs, and therefore, Umotzios es ha'anoshim, they can be motzi the men. I don't make this up. The Mishnah Berurah is going to have a little pushback. This is a very legalistic argument. It's a very technical argument about that if people have the same level of obligation, we're going to see that anyone can be motzi anybody else at the same level. Again, the Mishnah Berurah will push back on this lightly, though we'll explore the issue more fully next time.
Rav.
Okay. Yes, Simeon.
Rav, is there...
3 points. Actually, 1 second, Simeon. So next Sunday... We're not, and I'll tell you only why. A, davening is longer. Tzom Gedalia is a longer tefillah, but slichos and kriyas haTorah. So I think we're not going to be on. But also, then I have to take my mom to the train station. She's leaving that morning. And after davening is over, I'm not going to have the time because I have to get her to the train station. So we won't meet next week. The following week, which is Motzei Yom Kippur, I see no reason that we shouldn't meet on Motzei Yom Kippur. And then just giving you a preview ahead, I won't be here on the Sunday morning following the 3-day Yontif Shabbos Chol HaMoed day of Sukkot. So we won't meet that on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Anyways, it's a very long davening also that morning with Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf. Then we will, I see no reason not to meet though after the 3-day Yontif at the end. So not next week, yes, after Yom Kippur, not Chol HaMoed, yes, right after the 3-day Yontif of Shvi Atzeres and HaTorah. Yeah, Simeon, go ahead.
Rav, I wonder if I could ask you to please comment on the minhag of Birkas Banim on Seudas Yom Tov.
Seudas Yom Tov or Seudas Shabbos?
I said Yom Tov. Shabbos is easy.
So it's interesting. I funny, I didn't grow up. My father gave me a bracha once a year on Erev Yom Kippur. Before calling to Kol Nidre, I got a bracha. By the way, if you look at most machzorim, is that minhag in your family to give a
my father, so not every Shabbos.
Erev Yom Kippur, though.
That was it.
How did you grow up? Just Yom Kippur. Just Yom Kippur. Okay, so that was my father, which is probably what he saw from his father. My father was a very mimetic person. He did what his father did, right? That's how he learned. So I only got a bracha every Erev Yom Kippur. And it's what I do, by the way. I don't give a bracha every week. It's a nice thing. I was never in the habit of doing it because that's not how I grew up. And it's funny, my wife grew up the same way. She didn't get a bracha every Friday night. But your grandchildren do. Yeah, it's a change. The generations change. So on Yom Tov, you know, Simeon, I definitely have no particular minhag in this. I'm not actually aware that it's such a minhag today. Do your kids who bless their grandkids, do they do it on Yom Tov?
My sons-in-law got it from their father. I don't know.
But Yom Tov, they do it? Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure, Simeon. I really have no sense.
I also grew up without a Birkas Banim, really altogether. And in fact, my father, Olav Shalom, never even sang Eshes Chayil to my mother. I've adopted both of those customs. I think they're wonderful, and I can't see any justification for avoiding them.
No, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a really beautiful thing to bless your kids. I don't think there's any issues on doing it on Yom Tov if you want as well. Birchas Habonim is a beautiful thing. By the way, we do it on Simchas Torah as a community. We do Birchas Habonim basically when we do Kol HaNa'arim. I can't imagine that there's any halachic reason that there would be an issue. I just can't comment if like that's the minhag. You know, do your kids give brachos to your grandkids?
Oh,
every Friday night. Do they do it on?
Yes. To, in fact, we were all together this Shabbos.
Yeah.
And the line was.
The line was out the door.
The kids, his sons,
that's
his
great.
Grandsons.
Do you do it? Will you do this on Yom Tov? No. So hit by the farmers. We have one vote for no on the farmers. Yeah.
My son does it.
Right.
On Yom Tov.
Not on Yom Tov. I don't know about Yom Tov. I don't remember. I mean, I've been there many times for Yom Tov, but I don't.
Right.
But a Shabbos definitely does it. I didn't know.
Right. Okay. So we have some yeses and some unsure. So, I don't think there's a reason to be machmir against this cut. That's all. If you want to say the bracha, it's a beautiful thing. All right, take care, Simeon.
Rav Shana Tova.
I wish you the very, very best. Thank you.
The very best to you and yours.
Thank you. All right.
You take care.